A happy Monday morning. Welcome into Bed Sweats here on the BetMGM Network, presented by BetMGM. I'm PJ Glasser. That is Kate Constable. We're with you here for the next 3 hours up until noon Eastern time. We got the great Jason Lockenfora joining us coming up in an hour here at 10 a.m. Eastern, and a lot of football talk to get to after an unbelievable weekend. We have the college football playoff to react to as the quarterfinal matchups are set. We got a lot of good ones that we will talk about here throughout the show. NFL Week 16, unbelievable. Take your pick. Game of the year. Rams, Seahawks, Bears, Packers, Steelers, Lions yesterday. So many great results. We'll look ahead to Week 17 as we have another really good slate upcoming with some good matchups that we'll get into. Case of the Mondays, we'll talk about our weekends and stuff that are still bothering us. And Kate, newsflash, probably talk about the Ravens during that segment. And then we'll wrap up the show later on with lightning bets and some of our favorite plays. But Kate, great to see you. Before we hopped on air, we talked about, it's been a while since we've done a show together, see each other. How's everything going? Any big plans coming up for Christmas this week?
It's been forever, PJ. It's good to be back with you. Traveling to Minnesota tomorrow and then back to Chicago on Christmas Day. We're trying to hit both families. My family in Minnesota, the in-laws back here in Chicago. It's a whirlwind. The holidays are always fun. Like, I love being able to go home, see my family, all my nieces and nephews and everything like that. But it's just like a whirlwind of a 48 hours. And then on top of that, we have a New Year's Eve wedding in Philadelphia. So it's just kind of bang, bang, bang. These next week and a half is going to be a little crazy. But it's the holidays. And so what could be better? How about you?
Yeah, just staying around. My family's in Maryland. I'm here just outside of D.C., so they're like a 40-minute drive away. So I'll go see them, hang with the family, just hang out. So it'll be all good. It'll be a little warmer probably for me than it will be for you. I hear you say like Chicago and Minnesota. I'm like, yeah. Kate, I mean, it's going to be like probably in Minnesota. Have you looked at the forecast, what the weather's supposed to be?
I haven't, PJ, because you know what? It is just always cold in Minnesota. Yeah. So that's what you just know you're getting that. It's 32 in Chicago right now. It's 31 in Minnesota. So like, we're
that's
not freezing.
Bad. No,
it's really not bad at all. It's really not. I'm hoping for a little snow on Christmas. That always makes it a little bit more fun and festive, but I'll take 32 degrees any time of the winter months, I should say, in the Midwest, because that really is like, I mean, that's kind of like a heat wave here.
100%. Kate, I'm sure as a Bears fan, you'll also take any win they get over the Packers, especially the one that they had on Saturday in dramatic fashion, down 16-6. Looked like the game was over. They kick a field goal, get the onside kick, and then the fourth down touchdown, and then they win it in overtime with DJ Moore. Kate, I've kind of compared this Bears team to like the last year's Washington Commanders, right? Where that Commanders team just came out of nowhere. We kind of had a feeling that maybe they would be better. Everybody was excited about Jaden Daniels. We could see him progressing throughout the regular season. They had all these magical wins. And kind of the peak, oddly enough, was that Hail Mary against Chicago, right? And then they go to the playoffs. Everybody just kind of think they're like a cute story. They win a couple games and go to the NFC title game. I kind of see the Bears like maybe being this year's version of that, where they've had all these crazy comebacks. They've had all these dramatic wins. That Packers game, it felt like, was kind of the peak of it all. I don't know if they're good enough to go to the Super Bowl or even win the Super Bowl, but with how wide open the NFC is, and especially the fact now that the Rams could be a wild card team and might have to travel to a place like Philly, travel to a place like Chicago, I think the Bears absolutely could win a couple games, maybe go to the NFC title game. How are you feeling about Chicago with where they currently stand and maybe what they could do in the playoffs?
I mean, where they currently stand, PJ, I feel amazing. I mean, Chicago fans, Bears fans, we are on top of the world right now, because how could you not be after everything that we've endured for the past, decades, right? Especially coming off of last year. Like, I was listening to local radio this morning here while I was getting ready, and they were saying, like, what a luxury it is to be in the position that you're in going into week what are we at, 17 and 18 coming up, and to not have to already have a place in the playoffs locked in, to not be waiting on other teams to lose or to win or XYZ to happen in order for you to get in. Like, that is such a luxury that the Bears don't typically have. So I feel great about where they're at right now. I feel great about just the turnaround that they've had in terms of the culture that's been built there and the winning attitude. Like, they go out and expect to win this season. Now, in terms of making a deep playoff run, I don't know. And I guess the answer is it has been sustainable. Like, I say this week to week, is how sustainable is it to be winning in this fashion, game in and game out, fourth quarter comebacks, like Hail Mary passes, things like that. It feels weird that it's happened as much as it has. But I suppose, I mean, if that's the kind of their MO this year and they're confident in those situations, you could win any game in the postseason. I don't think that they are necessarily a Super Bowl team this year, but I'm with you. I mean, the confidence that they're playing with right now, the confidence that they have in their head coach and vice versa, their coach has in his team. Like, this is a team that would you prefer to see the Bears or would you prefer to see the Rams in the playoffs? Would you prefer to see I would prefer to see the Bears over the Rams or the Seahawks. Like, those are the top two teams that I would not want to see. So I think, to answer your question, like, the Bears are a threat, but they aren't the biggest threat in the NFC going into the postseason.
No, I agree with that. I think that's totally fair. And if the playoffs started today, Kate, the way that the NFC playoff picture would shake out is Seattle would be your one seed. The Bears would be in that two spot. Philly, winners of the NFC East, would be the three. Carolina right now would be the four seed. We're still trying to figure out who's going to win the NFC South, but big win yesterday over Tampa. Rams would be the top wild card team, so they'd be the five seed. The Niners, who play tonight against the Colts, we'll get into that game next segment and preview Monday Night Football. They're the six seed. And then right now, the Packers are the seven seed, and it looks like they're probably going to be in the playoffs. It sounds like those are probably going to be your seven teams for the most part. Because, again, I think Carolina just needs to win one of the two final games, and Green Bay just needs to win one of their two final games. Mm-hmm. The Lions also have to win both of their games. So not only do the Lions need to win both, but they need the Packers to lose out as well. So that's probably your seven. So it would be a Bears-Packers rematch in the first round if the playoffs started today, which would be something. So how would you feel about that? It'd probably be a similar point spread. You're probably looking at about a pick'em. Jordan Love, you would think, I mean, with a concussion, you never know how those things are going to go, but you would assume that he would be back ready to go for that game. So if we had Bears-Packers round three with how the first two games have gone, how would you feel about that one?
Jeez. I mean, as a Bears fan, you don't feel great about playing the Packers because you've lost what? Now it's, is it 14 of your last 16? You had one win this past week. I mean, I actually like wouldn't feel all that bad because it would be going through Chicago. Mm-hmm. I know they would have Jordan Love back for the entirety of the game, but like Malik Willis did play very well coming in for him. And the Bears would also have Rome Odunze back. They would also have Luther Burden back. So they would get some more of their offensive weapons. So I laugh because like, no, I'm not confident in that. But like, I also kind of am. I mean, they've played the Packers down to the wire both times. Should the Packers have probably won both of those games? Yes. But I mean, it was one interception away from a game tying touchdown in the first game. And then obviously, you had to have a ton go right at the end of the game in the second, but a win's a win. So I wouldn't actually feel terrible. I mean, of course, you'd prefer to play the Panthers or, I mean, honestly, the NFC is like, I know the Bears beat the Eagles earlier this year, but like, I'm not sure I'd want to see the Eagles. But so give me the Packers, PJ. I got to back my team. I'm confident. Bears, Packers, first round of the playoffs. Bears are moving on.
There you go. I like it. I'd be interested if that in the wild card round would be the Sunday night game or if that would be the Fox game with Burkhart and Brady again. Yeah. We'd have to see what the other matchups would be, but I definitely think that would probably be the game that headlines wild card weekend. So that's in the NFC, and that was certainly the big game over the weekend. In the AFC, Kate, the big result that we had, how about Jacksonville going into Denver, dropping 34, ending the Broncos' 11-game win streak, and now all of a sudden, the Jags have a shot at getting the number one seed. They're 11-4. They currently hold the 3 seed. And then Denver and New England are both 12-3. So they're going to need each of those teams to lose again. And then they're going to have to win out if they want to get the 1 seed. But Jags very much still in the mix. You have the Chargers and the Bills, who are both looking good as wild card teams right now. Although the Chargers have a chance to win that division too, because they already beat Denver. They play them again to end the regular season. So if they just stay one game back and beat the Broncos, they're going to win the division. And then you have Houston, who's looking like the 7th team that's going to end up making the playoffs in the AFC. Ravens are going to need to win out, and the Steelers are going to need to lose out for Baltimore to win the AFC North. So, Kate, at this point in the season, we got 2 weeks left. I mean, we still have a couple of division races to go, but we kind of know at this point, like, who the 7 playoff teams are going to be in each league. When you look at the AFC, was yesterday's win by the Jags enough for you to maybe sway your opinion on Jacksonville? Or if you're betting AFC futures, would you look elsewhere?
I still can't, like, don't get me wrong. I picked Jacksonville to win the division. I picked Liam Cohen coach of the year at the beginning of the season. And then they started off the way they did. And I thought, oh, you idiot. Like, no, this isn't working. This is the same Jacksonville team because it's still Trevor Lawrence, but they have turned a corner over the last, 2 months. And they look like a complete team right now. And their defense, I mean, everyone I feel like talks about Jacksonville's offense because Trevor Lawrence is the, you know, conversation there, but Jacksonville's defense has been really good. So, I think they are certainly a threat. I don't think that they're a threat to win the entire AFC. Not when you have teams like the Patriots, even the Broncos that they just beat. I would take Denver to beat the Jacksonville again if they saw each other. Buffalo, Texans. So, like, I have a lot of teams above Jacksonville, in terms of winning the AFC or going deep in that conference. But I like the way Jacksonville's playing right now. Like, they're a team that you want to, you know, go into the playoffs feeling very confident and playing your best football right now. I'm not sure anyone's playing better football right now than Jacksonville is.
I mean, it's so fascinating because, like, I look again at the current landscape of the AFC playoff picture, and I think a majority of people are going to pick the 6 and 7 seed in the AFC with the Bills and the Texans, which is crazy. Because again, like, Denver, New England, Jacksonville, we're just not quite sold on a bunch of these teams yet. I'm with you on the Jags. I think you have to give Liam Cohen his props with what he's done in year one. Trevor Lawrence is maybe playing the best stretch of football in his career. He was great yesterday against a really good defense in a really tough environment. There's just something about the Jags, though, that I can't get there. You know, like, there's something missing with them, and their defense is all predicated off of turnovers, you know, and, like, they do give up yards, they do give up points. And when they're not getting those turnovers, they struggle. And, like, you, I mean, I'm just like, Trevor Lawrence, he's playing well. I'm not quite there. And I liked Jacksonville yesterday in the game. I liked them +3.5. I liked them to win. So I thought they would go into Denver and win yesterday, but that still doesn't change my opinion that I wouldn't bet any futures on them to win the AFC. I still probably would like Buffalo and Houston the most at this point. But again, both of those teams, I mean, they're probably not going to win their division, and they're going to be the bottom 2 seeds. So it's going to be a tough path for both of those teams. But yeah, just the Jags, I can't quite get there yet on Jacksonville. What about New England? They go into Baltimore yesterday and beat the Ravens with a double-digit fourth quarter comeback. Drake May right there with Stafford to win MVP. It looks like with a couple weeks to go, do you think the Patriots are good enough to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do. The only thing that concerns me with the Patriots is the youth of Drake May. Like, he has been phenomenal this season, but he's still just a second-year quarterback, right? Didn't have a whole lot of playoff experience last season. So that's the only, like, I just wonder if he, I don't want to say changes at all, but, like, if it's a big stage for him once the playoffs do hit, that would be my concern. But outside of that, like, yeah, I think the New England is as complete of a team as they come. So they're certainly live in my book. I think the Bills, despite being the 6th seed, like, this is Josh Allen's easiest path to the Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC, without most likely the Ravens. And I mean, even if they did see the Ravens, like, the way Lamar and that team has been playing this year. So I think New England, I like the Bills. Those are two teams that certainly in my book, PJ, could make it to the Super Bowl. Does that youth for Drake May worry you at all, or are you just solid on him?
So my comp for the Patriots all year, Kate, has been, I think they're Texas A&M to a T. I think they're the NFL version of the Aggies, because if you look at how the seasons have played out, it's the same thing, right? A&M had the early season win at Notre Dame. New England had the early season win at Buffalo. Then both of them, kind of middle of the year, have these super easy schedules. They said on the broadcast yesterday, the Patriots have had like the easiest schedule in 25 years. A&M quite literally played all the bad teams in the SEC. Then you get to the end of the season, A&M has their test against against Texas on the road. They don't pass. New England has their test against Buffalo. They don't pass. And then we saw the Aggies again lose to Miami, and New England should have lost yesterday to Baltimore. So I kind of think the two teams are the same. And the Aggies, I was never a believer in. I just can't quite get there yet with the Patriots. But Drake May's really good. Mike Vrabel's really good. And like you said, there's no Mahomes, so it opens the door for a lot of these other teams in the AFC. We're just getting started here on Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser and Kate Constable. Niners-Colts Monday Night Football. We'll talk about that next.